Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Steve Zottke with the Final Inspection Show. Sitting down here with Meyer Shank driver Jack Harvey.
I inserted myself into stories, but you and I did a celebrity softball game, which you were the celebrity about 2.5 years ago. And I'm thinking, this poor fella, is he ever going to get an IndyCar ride? And you were so good. You were so nice to everybody there. And I'm thinking, man, how is he going to be able to do this? Let me tell you, I'll be the first one to congratulate you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to see where you are now.
Thank you.
And how you ran last week at the GP and that. And I don't want to say at the softball game, but I mean, let's drivers go through periods of time where you're not really sure. Where the next ride is. Mm-hmm. How does a driver keep himself, up, like, positive?
Joe, it's funny that you asked that today, because literally about half an hour ago I was chatting about this exact same thing with a guy in our team, and it was we were talking about like what you say inside your head, and like there's a certain amount of stubbornness that comes with some of these things, right. And just like that inner belief, and I remember in my first Indy 517. Was it the night before party with Andretti Autosport and Michael Shank Racing at the time, and left the party and just honestly couldn't stop myself from crying because it was like we made it, right. We made it to Indy 500, and the guy said, well, did you not always think you were gonna? And I'm like, well, look, this is a guy looking for my position, finished second twice in Indy Lights, so no scholarship money, no nothing, right. Like that. My sponsors in Racing Steps Foundation, I graduated the program because they had taken me as far as they could go. And I spent 2016 without a drive. My mum and dad are not wealthy people. They are, in the nicest way as I could say it, as normal as they come. Not poor, but not wealthy either. So it's difficult, I didn't know we were going to get back here, because the amount of pieces of that puzzle that had to come together to be able to do that was beyond anything that I thought would happen, and I think the opportunities that I've had in America, and the people that I've met are, more than one person would deserve, so I've been extremely lucky. But in the midst of all of it, the thing that, even if I didn't exactly know how we were going to get back here, the thing that I believed was that if I did get the opportunity, that I was going to be ready for it, and I was going to have enough talent to not embarrass myself. And, they were the things that I really thought about a lot, and, had some great partners in AutoNation and SiriusXM, and, a great team now in Meyer Shank Racing and Arrow Schmidt Peterson Motorsports. We're getting a chance to show that.
Well, and I think, especially with the Sirius sponsorship, that's a great story, too, where you met them, and you don't know who you're going to meet. And if you're, I don't want to say on your best behavior, but I just read something where if you're always polite, good things happen.
True.
And that certainly is in your case too, isn't it?
I mean, it is. My mum and dad were always abundantly clear on how they wanted me and my sister just to be as people. And I don't think either of us are particularly rude. We try and be pleasant to everybody we meet, because that's what just being decent was about, really. So I think, I'm not trying to brown nose anybody or excessively kiss ass or anything like that, but we're trying to be decent people,
right.
And respectful to people. We are we treat them the way we'd like to be treated, I think. You'll always find someone who says something otherwise, but I think on the whole, the people who have helped me, I think have only done it because they have liked me. And, you know, again, I'm not trying to brown nose anybody. I'm who I am. And some people like that, some people don't. But I think that the base minimum, my mum and dad always installed in me and my sister that we were going to try and be decent people.
Running the way you have so far this year, it seems to be getting a little better and better with especially what happened in the Grand Prix. The confidence level has to be at an all-time high. Have you had to tether it? Is it how does the team manage that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we enjoyed the Grand Prix, and you know, as a team, because instead of talking about the results we can get, we went and got the one we wanted. That being said, you know, we didn't win, so we're working hard to try and bridge the gap.
Still just hungry.
Yeah. That being said, in the midst of all of that, you're staying humble, because in Apple Speedway, you know, it can bite you hard if you're not. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that's what I love about the team, is they're working as hard as they can all the time. And you know, the first thing we spoke about after the race was what could we have done to put ourselves in a winning position. So you know, we're enjoying it because you've got to, but we're staying humble and hungry for better success, because we haven't achieved what we wanted to yet. So you know, people have asked me that, and honestly it's been easy, because like I said, the guys, I want to win, you know, and I want to come here and try and win. You know, and podiums are fantastic results, and you know, they're not easy to get on the best of weekends when things are going smoothly, you know, so you have to enjoy them.
Very good. Well, Jack Harvey, best of luck in the 500, and Michael stole me a beer up in Road America, so
all right, let's do it.
All right, take care.
Cheers.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.